to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Finally at the end, and this is Rant EM Radio's coverage of that pay-per-view here. And so far I'm joined by Greg and Phil, the expert. Fellas, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? How did the night go for y'all? Did y'all win any money?
No, but why am I the expert?
Oh, because I just feel that way about you.
Oh, I appreciate the sentiment, Surfer, but I'm far from an expert.
You're like a history book, so.
But, you know what? It was a solid pay-per-view, man. Even the skirts did well.
Yeah, for a Raw pay-per-view, you know, a lot of times they can just inflate the room with the air, but tonight It was something worth watching from start to finish.
Oh, compared to the SmackDown pay-per-views as of late? Yeah, oh, this is a lot better than those.
Well, that's a rarity that Raw puts on better pay-per-view than SmackDown. Usually SmackDown comes with the more exciting matches, but, you know, maybe, with the season changing and everything, maybe it's Raw's turn.
It was a solid pay-per-view outside of some of the rough bumps some of these guys and girls took tonight. It was very, very, exactly, it was very entertaining. Stuff that I didn't think was going to go well went very well. And I basically called almost every match except for Bliss. I thought Bliss was gonna lose, but
I'm not surprised Bliss didn't lose because it's all being set up for Oscar.
I didn't know. Yeah, well, obviously they didn't announce that until tonight, so. But, I mean, there's so many opponents she can do. You know what I'm saying? She's already fought Bayley. She's already fought Nia Jax. So I guess it would make sense for her to fight Bliss initially, you know, or just make her debut. They're not going to give her a title match on her debut. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not sure saying that.
No, I'm not sure about it.
I'm not saying she's going to get a title shot in the debut, but she'll take it from Bliss eventually.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's the bee's knees, man. She's the standard right now.
I did see where you're coming from though with the transitional champion deal. So it wasn't totally implausible.
No. It would just to put a story, you know how I am, I'm a fickle for storytelling. Just
yes.
To put the story line. You know, to push the story along and make a good match. But you know what? All those girls, like, even Emma had a good match. Like, all those girls came correct, and I hate the skirts, man. But they had a good match tonight. It it took me away from folding my laundry. You know? I had to put my delicates down to finish watching the match. But, that was good.
So the kickoff match, of course, was Elias versus Apollo Crews, which nobody really paid attention to. And no. Elias won.
Yeah, I think Titus O'Neil needs to... Who said that Titus O'Neil needs to get, like, a t-shirt or something?
I think Doom said it.
Like,
no, Titus they were O'Neil saying needs he, just, to... he should throw in a towel on a match.
Yeah, There's so much going on with him that they need to make up their mind of what they want with him. With Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews is just being tossed to the side. He's a good talent. So.
Yeah, it's sad. Well, we could go into a Saturday night and start talking about how. I won't do that to you, Phil. So, first match of the night. Jason Jordan versus The Miz, excuse me, for the Intercontinental title. And
hi.
I thought Jason Jordan did his thing out there, you know, making himself look like he's improving. And the match went on for a good long time, which you would expect from The Miz, because he knows how to go when he needs to. Any thoughts on that?
It was solid. Jordan had a good showing, and they're continuing with the story of he's doing the slow burn. He's going to keep losing these big matches that his dad seems to be putting him in because he's not ready just yet.
And The Miz just continues to escalate the IC title.
Yes.
And make it more relevant. So This all around was a solid performance.
Well, he was doing that on SmackDown, but you know.
But I mean, I'm talking like, you know, now you're on Raw, which is supposed to be the flagship of the company.
Right. I was about to say.
Yeah, and you're making that title more important than the world title.
I was about to say at first they weren't doing that with The Miz. He was kind of a joke, but now they got him back to him making the, you know, like you said, making the title relevant.
Right.
Yeah, that feud with Ambrose didn't do any favors, but then it was like afterwards, suddenly he was starting to slowly build. Now he's back to where it's like, hot damn, I want to actually see Miz.
Yeah, people, I'm telling you, he's coming to his own, man. I've been talking about this with Choppy for a minute, man. I think the Miz is must-see TV, man. He's in that. He could be next to Kevin Owens, the best heel in the company, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, you know, it's that kind of party with him now. It, there's nothing stopping him now. And that title is just as or maybe more important than the world title situation right now.
And Miz is interviewing Roman Reigns tomorrow, first thing. Of course, that's to allow Reigns to talk crap about Cena. But do you think this is going to be setting up for Reigns to get a title shot against the Miz?
Ooh.
It would be, well, he's never been IC champ, right?
No.
No.
No, so this would be the Triple Crown for him. I don't know. I mean, would that be a step down for him, or would that be just knocking what I just said about that belt being the best belt in the company right now? If that's what they're setting up for, I got no problem with that.
I was looking at that where, like, if they're making a top guy challenge for a mid-card belt, it's to elevate the mid-card belt. But then again, when you look at Roman Reigns' U.S. belt, it was almost like it was kind of an inconvenience for him, like, just dragging the belt out, throwing
well, that was when, over his shoulder. He had came out the doghouse, and, you know, it just seemed like they would just did a demotion. But it could be... If he does get the IC title, well, and if he is top of the company, well, you have your top guy with a belt on TV every day as opposed to your real champion who only shows up every 2 to 3 months.
Right. And that's good. Yeah, they make the IC belt just as important because when the world champion's not there, there's always the IC champion.
Which, you know, at one time was always, like when you had the IC belt, You was second guy in the company, and you was an automatic number one contender for the championship.
That's right, and you were putting on those co-headline, like especially on the house show, man.
Yeah,
what a house show, If you were IC champ, yeah, sometimes if you IC champ, you were headlining. I can tell you a couple of times I was at the Garden or the Nassau Coliseum where the IC champ was headlining when they used to run the A and B shows. Like, you'd have the A show, the world champion would be, let's say, in the Spectrum where Surfer is, and then the B show would be, like, in the Garden or, you know, or Nassau, or vice versa, where the IC champ was headlining.
Yeah, you know, on a Saturday night, they run in two shows.
Right, right. So they would do that, and it would be fabulous, man, because like Surfer said, you're the second guy in the company, you're the number one contender. Even in the NWA, when you were U.S. champion, you were number one contender. You know, same thing, same concept.
De facto, you know, regardless of who had the, you know, title shot, you always had that card to play in your pocket as the United States or the IC champ.
It might be better right now for somebody to be the IC champ than world champion, especially with the story that Brock is telling and his schedule and the fact that the belt is not on TV every week and the fact that there's only a couple of times where he defends it a year. You know, not taking nothing away from the whole, you know, part-time thing. That's a whole other podcast. You could talk about that on Tuesday or whatever. But there's a nice feeling to know that belt is being brought back up to prominence. And I think it's fun. So
Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins retain the tag team championships against Cesaro and Sheamus. And here comes Tony C. And I thought that was a pretty brutal match between those four guys.
Yeah, especially when Cesaro busted his teeth.
I really hate those fucking ring posts, man. I understand it generates the lights and the advertising, and you know it goes with the decor of the ring.
Well, we lost Tony C, but picked up Doom. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, y'all were calling me. I'm sorry. I was gonna call in. I'm watching my Redskins annihilate the Dago on Raiders. So
your what hurts?
No, my Redskins are hurt. Putting on Raiders.
Yeah, so. I'm starting one of those Redskins tonight. I'm
man, if you got our running back, boy.
What's his name? Chris
Thompson or something.
Chris, that's who I have. That's who I have starting tonight.
I think I got the tight end in one of my leagues.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm so happy I benched.
Did you get an interception?
I benched Oakland's tight end for Jimmy Graham when Jimmy Graham was reactivated today for Seattle. Thank God I did because Oakland looks like crap tonight.
Yes, sir. That's
another story.
A lot of teams are getting that losing the older day. Denver,
Kansas City.
Kansas City didn't lose the O, right?
Nah. We got them next week.
But
let's get back to this pay per view. I'm sorry.
Yeah, getting back to the pay per view. It's those ring posts, man. Between you know that those lights, they're annoying and they're dangerous.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
I don't like it, but Cesaro, you know, he's going to get him a new grill and a mouthpiece. So
yeah, Nia Jax, gold teeth. Ambrose pretty much basically almost separated his shoulder tonight. Like, those ring posts, they got to go, man.
They're too big.
Yeah, I want to say someone knocked their head on that, but like, not tonight, but like before, and they got kind of hurt by it.
WWE got to make their money, so.
No, but the ring, I'd rather just have a regular ring post.
It ain't about what you want. They got to make their revenue.
I think what it is, it's not that, I don't even think it ever advertises like sponsors. It just says the logo. I think it's just a part of the new look.
I'd rather go with the old ones and have the ring light up. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. It's just,
or at least
it's,
put like padding around the top.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I just want to know when is the funeral for Braun Strowman push? Because
he beat the hell out of Brock Lesnar. Yeah,
man, all that got canceled out by one F5.
Yep.
So
just like Cena lost the one spear, I think.
No, he got speared.
He got speared a couple times.
I don't count that one through the table.
Why not? Spear.
That one no spear. That was just a hot
cat
spot.
Spear.
I want to know how they built Braun Strowman up to be this beast, man, beast.
Yeah.
Flipping over ambulances, he take one
well,
F5.
You know,
man, he beat the hell out of he beat the hell out of Brock Lesnar, one F5. No kick out.
Since you want
to Strowman's fine.
Tony, since you
want to
talk about the match. You know, hey,
what you mean he fine? What you mean he fine? He at the top of the card and he didn't got beat with one finisher.
I mean, just because you lose doesn't mean you're all of a sudden down at the bottom of the card. He still beat the hell out of Brock.
But that got canceled. It all only that's like, okay, you beat the hell out of Stone Cold in his prime, and then it just take one Stone Cold stunner and you down. What the hell was the purpose of you whooping his ass?
That's happened before.
Yeah, well, did you say the same thing when Brock made his first return and he beat the hell out of John Cena, then suddenly Cena wins?
No, Cena didn't beat him.
Yes, he did. The first match at Extreme
Rules 2012.
Oh, talking about Extreme Rules, but it was with an AA on the steel steps. I get that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a finisher. Like, to me, Roman Reigns should have lost to the damn AA on the top rope.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Cesaro always lose, too.
Yep. you know what I'm saying?
His both
are just like when Damian Sandow beat the hell out of John Cena on and
could beat him for the briefcase.
Reigns winning that match is no surprise, but what does that do for him going forward?
John Cena didn't even sell that, man. That's my thing. John Cena looked like he was just playing around with Roman Reigns' ass in that match.
That's Cena now, and I love it. I don't know why. I just love 40-year-old Cena not giving too much of a fuck while also at the same time doing his job.
not selling nothing.
Boy, dude, we talked about somebody getting
40-year-old Cena got to worry about his woman on Dance with the Stars around those people.
That's what, goddamn right, Redskin. Sorry.
Hey man, you gotta act like you've been in first place before now. Come on now.
Week three.
A lot to talk about tomorrow at 11:15 at the sports report, because I know you're gonna get into these football games today.
Damn right.
We're gonna get into Booming Reigns being 1,000% versus John Cena. That's blasphemy.
Yeah, it's like they slide the difficulty up. Cena didn't have a momentum. Let's get this interception, baby.
Super Cena. He passed the.
The question is,
are they one and done with them fighting each other?
No, because Cena about to go.
I'm not talking about like a week or a month from now. I'm talking about at another point. Are they going to get another match? Because usually Cena gives up his loss, he usually gets it back later.
I don't think this is one and done. It's just Cena's gonna go away, and then when he comes back, he's gonna want a rematch.
Roman still didn't get his win back.
Why Roman Reigns can just beat him and never touch him again?
Well, maybe they'll throw in a curveball and have Reigns beat him twice in a row.
Yeah, they want to give Cena something to do. Cena come back and be like, oh, I want my redemption.
AJ Styles beat him like three times in a row before Styles finally lost.
Yeah,
I mean,
but has anybody where Cena has fought them and never got a victory on them?
Kevin Federline.
Wade Barrett.
He's beating Wade Barrett. Come on.
Yeah, he beat Barrett. He buried him in chairs.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Federline and Roman Reigns, the only one undefeated right now against John Cena.
I told everybody he was beating Cena clean.
Hey, didn't Ellsworth beat Cena?
No, he beat AJ Styles.
AJ Styles.
Yeah. He's undefeated against AJ Styles.
Told everybody Cena was losing.
Tonight. Oh, fumble.
But this is the thing though. They had to give him this win. So when he beat Brock at Mania and Brock go back to UFC or wherever the hell he's going, it'll make sense. That's all.
Yeah.
But so anybody the else
crowd,
like
the small crowd gave time, Roman a healthy case of the booze the night when he came out.
And they both of them.
And the Tony, WWE's not
Tony,
picking
it's
up
the building of booming.
Huh?
It's the building of booming, man.
But they're not picking up on that. They still were making him a face coming out, and clearly the crowd wants to turn on Roman. And so
they
Roman
still booed him tonight, sir. What you talking about?
They booed Cena too.
They booed both of y'all. They both of y'all suck.
I love though at the end when they're everyone's chanting "Thank you, Cena." I thought that was kind of cool.
Thank you for what?
That's the cool thing to do. Let's boo Cena, but at the same time, we still like Cena. That type of deal.
They may have gotten their shares of cheers and boos, but there was clearly one getting more cheers over the other.
And that was Cena.
Well, that's next thing. That next thing, though, you're gonna tell us water wet, and damn, the sky blue. Anybody getting the program Reigns, they the face, no matter what.
So yeah, the fans dictate that.
Reigns, make him a heel where he comes out and do dirty things.
No, Vince ain't gonna make him a heel until it's too late.
All right, no one's gonna care. And oh, look who's suddenly a bad guy. Whoa.
Exactly. Cena need to come back at Survivor Series
and take all of
somebody and say. Tell everybody they can stick it and turn it. He needs a bash at the beach moment. It's tired of this.
But no, he needs to cut that Bret Hart promo and tell all the fans except the kids and the women stick it.
Bret Hart's heel turn was not epic. Like, no, you got to do something like Hogan. You got to build it and then you turn
it. So we're going to have War Games. Yeah, Cena comes out, and then he's supposed to be on Raw. Then he dropped the leg on Reigns, give him the middle finger, walk out of the cage. You want one of them moments?
Do something.
Or the
become Sting in that situation.
Or are we going to be the Rick Martel? Yeah, he hop off the apron.
he needs help to keep from training. He needs help.
That's what we need.
Turn dirty.
Somebody hopping off the apron and a mat.
You gotta do something. Next time he fight Roman Reigns, he can't beat him straight up. They showed that tonight.
I got it. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need Roman Reigns walk in the back and a Lincoln hits him. And they'll blame it on the Usos, but it was Cena that hit him.
I thought I was in love with that damn Survivor Series 1999, but you ain't gonna be happy till somebody get mowed the hell down.
Yep.
I don't think they're gonna be doing anything like that in a long. They something like that won't happen that won't happen for a long time.
They man,
not running nobody over with no cars or doing anything from the Attitude Era.
Man, you be sitting there and Reigns be in the hospital like. Rikishi, why'd you hit me? It's like, I didn't do it, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Even though they did do the ambulance crash, I don't think they're gonna let somebody get run over.
But Braun
chowing down on something.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what the hell they're gonna do with him now.
So, he's gonna beat the hell out of Enzo. Enzo gonna come out.
So the only championship to take in chance was the Cruiserweight title.
And the women's.
Enzo Amore low blows.
Kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, kick him in the nuts. Low blows never.
I should be pissed off, but that was so clever.
Yeah, you know that. Him grabbing the belt when he's about to count out. You know that's going to stop the count and distract Neville from, just sitting in the ring and taking the win.
That was Guerrero-esque, man.
Yeah, here's the belt. Okay, ref check. Punt! Oh!
Punted him right in the nuts.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to be pissed off. I'm just like, put face palm and go, oh, that was great, actually. I got a friend who's not going to be thrilled because he's like, so you put the belt on Enzo, but not all scenarios. Okay.
Dude, that didn't make any sense, but Who knows what they was thinking with Austin
Aries? Austin Aries is TNA guy, though, so
yeah, you know he need to take a couple showers to get that TNA stench off, like AJ did.
Exactly, and Bobby Roode did.
Yep.
AJ didn't go down to NXT.
He went to Japan first.
Yeah, he went to ROH and New Japan to get the shit to shower.
Yeah, get that Dixie Carter off his breath.
That's an image.
Well, now you gotta ask Big Sexy about that one. Well, I digress.
It's like the rumor of Pac-Man Jones and some, or no, it was Pac-Man Jones and Dixie Carter or something.
Whatever you think about Dixie, at least the company's not going out of business under her watch.
Right. It's
TNA will never go out of business, Surfer.
At this rate, no, apparently not.
There's a Jason Voorhees of the wrestling industry. You think you killed them and they get back up.
Right.
There's John Cena of wrestling.
This is what Friday the 13th, part 9, TNA.
TNA. That's all you need to say, TNA. Jason takes TNA.
About that, yeah. That's all about right. But either way, this pay-per-view was all right, you know, front to back.
No, it wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. It was good. Pretty quick 3 hours for me, honestly.
Alexa Bliss retains her title in the Fatal 5-Way. But poor Bayley, she comes back just to take the loss? Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that Arn Anderson?
I look at it as she's hurt. She's hurt, and she's coming back, and now she has rust. So, of course, she's going to eat the pin. But then again, that might be the Japanese wrestling fan in me with that story.
I mean, like, her
Alexa Bliss sucks.
She's taking so many losses to Alexa Bliss, especially that Kane on a pole match.
I try to block that from my memory.
Yeah, bring up Vince Russo booking.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will ever beat that 49ers match.
It's like, what did she do backstage? Like, she didn't give the right favor to the right person? Did they make it?
No, they like little cute blonde girls. So I don't understand everybody's appeal of Alexa Bliss. It's just me.
I dig her.
You don't think she's cute?
I don't understand the wrestling appeal.
Right. I mean, you could be cute, but still unappealing. Look at Eva Marie.
Ever since Suicide came out and she dressed like Harley Quinn, everybody just thought she's the best.
She has an effective character, though.
Man, every 2 years they get a new bitchy blonde hair, short white girl. That's just a dime a dozen.
No, usually they tall and blonde.
Like Kelly, Beth Phoenix,
Natalya. Keep going. Trish Stratus.
Ooh. Tori.
Yeah.
Sable.
Yep.
Sonny.
No, they weren't short. They were blondes, but they weren't short.
Okay, so they were 5'6".
They were blonde.
Trish Stratus was the only short one that y'all
bitchy
mentioned.
Bitchy blonde girls, okay. You see what I'm saying, Surfer? They love
Sean.
She was crazy. Luna's
cray,
different.
Cray. Oh yeah, Luna was different, all right. She made her a vampire.
Nah, I can concentrate on it again.
Well, we got an hour to fill. Shit. I mean, it's only 10:30 over here.
We don't have to go an hour, just let's just make sure we get everything said that wants to be said, and then we can call it a night, It's like...
Well, let's talk about this Cena and Reigns match. I really did not like the... John Cena, to me, was acting unprofessional on the match, smiling. He took it as a joke.
Well, that's... every time he comes in and he acts like a little arrogant, like this, like the other guy's a joke... That's when he takes the loss.
Was acting like a joke. It was more of a, it was like burying Reigns.
No, because the first time him and The Rock he was doing that, smiling at The Rock and acting like this guy shouldn't be in the ring.
Because he's doing the job. That's what I was saying. That was.
I think Cena's done that for everybody, though. That's the thing.
No, yeah. It's only when he supposedly don't respect the person he's wrestling.
Nah, that was like F you. That was if he was in the territories back in the day, they gonna kill a damn territory when it's supposed to be a feud. I didn't like the way Cena. Like I said, I just think he just disrespecting him. Yep, I'm gonna go through the motions. I know we're gonna lose. I'm not gonna put this dude over.
I mean, I want to defend Cena, but was it, if you look at his match with Baron Corbin, but then again, that was Baron Corbin. I don't know if that's much of a good example.
He didn't bury Baron Corbin because he wanted to bury Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin is in he's getting the heat backstage, and that's why they didn't let him win the Money in the Bank.
I'm not even saying burying. I'm saying Cena just kind of phoning it in, just having fun for the sake of him, and probably to get a pop from the crowd.
Well, Cena's going to be fighting Decepticons now, so.
What, is he a Transformer?
No.
Or is he just playing a human?
He's playing a human.
A human? I'm so dumb with Transformers.
No, this is the R-rated Bumblebee spinoff. As if you gotta take Bumblebee and make it R-rated.
He's gonna give Bumblebee an attitude adjustment. Put him in a STF.
They upgrading from Mark Wahlberg to John Cena.
What a great upgrade. Still not gonna go see that movie.
And then John Cena, he got to go promote Daddy's Home too, so, and that's coming out around Christmas time.
He put in more asses and seats than Roman.
Yeah, that whole I've sold more tickets than you is bullshit.
Yeah. We all know that. You know, we all know where the money at, nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're showing a replay, and there's a sign that said Roman Reigns and Shockmaster, and the arrow is pointing towards Shockmaster.
Who's greater?
Yeah, who's greater? That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I also saw a Bring Back Rico sign during the Lesnar Strowman.
Zach Gowen should have came out and helped out damn Braun Strowman shit. Hit him with that damn fig leg.
You don't really, man. You gotta have somebody hit him up with a fig leg, bro.
Hey, it got Shawn Michaels over that match with Diesel.
Yeah. He did.
Goddamn Jose Lothario got him with that damn camera. Why not?
But prosthetic leg.
Yeah, we ain't seen that in a while. The new affairs think that's new. I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, and that'll be all over the news saying, "Look at WWE, they're monsters."
Yeah, they're picking that handicap.
They kept people not knowing this dude's a wrestler, but you know, hey, any publicity is some publicity.
Right. Just like was it the gender thing with Nakamura. It's like that, WWE are racists or something, according to the Washington Post.
Oh, man. I didn't have no issue with that.
What the hell did he call them? I didn't see it.
Something about slant eyes or something. So,
he said, look, it's Godzilla and you rook funny. Or like all that shit.
That's awesome, man.
Right, I mean, Nakamura said it. Shit segment, so.
See, if they was going to go that route, Nakamura should have been like, get me a Slurpee, bitch. It would have been on in that joint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nakamura, since he don't speak English that well, that wouldn't have came out right.
Give me a Slurpee, bitch.
That would have.
Give me a Slurpee and 10 on 2.
Yep.
That ain't right.
My 7-Eleven doesn't have gas stations, so it took me a minute. I was like, what? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Opinions expressed here does not represent Rant Yen Radio.
They represent the What Are You Ruling comic book.
No, it do not. We don't tolerate that kind of racial. We only have inclusion on that show.
You don't These tolerate new, that newer kind of wrestling stuff. Fans don't know about racism. I was gonna point post that daggone Brick House Brown watermelon angle. If y'all want to talk about racism, you know what I'm saying? It's been plenty of promos that was racist that pushed it too far.
That was baked into Southern wrestling. So
if you look back at Memphis wrestling, there was a stipulation where if this black guy lost, he got painted white.
You know what I'm saying?
And Roddy Piper painted himself black, so there you go.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't have an issue. Like I said, we could show you some racism stuff. Yeah, you know, Harley Race, you know, calling Ron Simmons a boy. You know?
Well, if you look at the Attitude Era, Bradshaw telling Taka Michinoku, "You can't drive!" and shit like that.
Or Bradshaw chasing illegal immigrants back over the border.
Right.
That's what you call some heat.
Or Bradshaw bringing a Godzilla inflatable out when they did those Raws and Smackdowns in different countries, that one in particular being in Japan.
Yeah. Or you got your boy, you know what I'm saying?
But Godzilla's an icon in Japan. They don't see it as an insult. They love seeing Godzilla.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, man, if Mahal wanted to get some things, man, he should have took a math book out and threw a calculator at daggone Nakamura, but like, do my homework. That'd get some heat, you know what I'm saying? But that's what's missing in wrestling, man. There ain't no
racism.
No, I ain't saying racism, just some heat, man. You know what I'm saying? Who's gotten some heat in wrestling?
Lately, you mean?
There ain't in backstage heat, but tell me the last person that actually had some heat. I would say Rusev with the whole pro Russia gimmick 2 years ago. Imagine if Rusev came out now doing that gimmick.
I have one, but it's
they'd be
kind
going
vague.
Crazy.
I have one, but it's kind of vague. I don't think you guys would know one. It's like there's a luchador named Sammy Guevara. Sam Adonis.
Make Rusev Trump's number one wrestler.
Right.
Like I said, if they had came out and did the whole Russia gimmick with Vladimir Putin, man, Rusev be the spot and put the world champion on him. You know, we done forgot Rusev used to beat up on all the black wrestlers, but, you know,
racist Rusev.
Yeah, nobody forgot.
I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. We get Rusev back like how he used to be. He come out with that No Limit Soldier tank. But, you know, he ran into John Cena. You see what happened with that.
Half the people on this call. Yeah, everybody just bailing.
Oh, shit.
Oh. I don't know if something happened. Maybe Tony C's phone or something.
Yeah, but what happened to Phil?
Trapped off a while ago.
He didn't even say goodbye. Yeah.
I think something happened.
Maybe he got annoyed with the Cena Reigns talk.
How could he leave without saying goodbye?
Because he's Phil motherfucking Rhea, the expert. He knows when to drop and he knows when to stay.
I feel hurt. I do.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll make it up to you, Surfer.
Well, it's late anyway. I mean, like I said, this show don't need to go an hour. Whatever. What final thoughts do you have?
It was good. Wasn't terrible. It was an easy watch, and I can't sit here and say I feel like I wasted time. If anything, it was a nice breeze.
No.
Well, I figure most of the matches came across well. That Bray Wyatt match with Finn Balor. Did anybody really get excited for that particular match, or it was just there?
It was on in the background for me.
And now Finn Balor got another win on Bray. Is Bray going to keep messing with Finn, or are you going to move on to somebody else?
I hope he move on.
Yeah, please. I mean, I can only sweep the kitchen so many times during a Bray Wyatt match, a Bray Wyatt-Finn Balor match.
Bray needs to put the family back together and get Braun under control.
I think Braun's outgrown that, though. That's the thing.
Braun what now?
He outgrown it.
Has he?
Yeah, he main evented tonight, challenging for the Universal title.
Saying, Brian, I mean, Bray's supposed to have supernatural abilities. Maybe he has a way of controlling Braun if he really wants to.
Yeah, that didn't work out for the Royal Rumble when they tried that. It was during the Rumble match, and Strowman just nailed all of them.
Well, he didn't use his powers to the fullest, and you know, it made for an exciting moment in a way.
Listen to these words coming out of our mouth. Only in wrestling can you say he has a power to control him.
Well, that was supposed to be the whole gimmick, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny.
Yeah. But I'm going to hop off, man. Catch y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell everybody about the shows here on Rant Young Radio. You know, thank you for listening here for the post show. Tune in tomorrow night where you can hear all the football and the other sports talk on the Sports Report at 11:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday night, you get double dose to that brain. First, you get the Shining Wizards live at 7. And then Double A will be on at 9 with the rant. He'll probably have his thoughts on the pay-per-view and Raw and whatever else they want to talk about from the 90s. Thursday's Rant Wrestling, they'll probably have their thoughts, too, on the pay-per-view. And then if you want to learn yourself something, you tune in Friday for Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Phil and Choppy. They'll go over something from the past. And they probably will talk a little bit about the pay-per-view also. But the one show that won't talk about the pay-per-view, the What Are You Reading comic book show next Sunday at 5, I'll be talking about comic books. Yeah, I'm the odd man out. I'm the oddball. Anywho, appreciate y'all tuning in. And we'll see you down the road. Until then, where is the music? Oh, here we go. All right, until then. Later.